So, listen what kind of word we have. God's word is God himself. God said in the beginning what? The Bible says what? In the beginning, God did what? He created the heaven and the earth. The King James say heaven single, but other translations say heavens, which is plural, prove out to be true because Paul said I was caught up in the third heaven. God created the heavens and the earth. Then he goes on to describe how it was, the earth without form and void, dark, still from the face of the deep. Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And while the Spirit of God was moving, brewing, hovering, some said hovering, like a hen hover over little chicks or eggs when they get ready to be hatched. And while he was doing that, the Spirit of God was moving. God said, light be. And then God came to fill the earth with all that the earth needed. I mean, he in its entirety. You know, everything that man needs to survive on, to live. Are you hearing me this morning? I'm talking about everything you see, they found it from this earth. They got microscope, they got telescope, they got all kind of machinery. What if I got it out of the earth? Because he put it here. And then when he created man, I'm going to create man unique. What you mean unique? Like me. I am a unique God. And I'm going to create man like me. Self-independent. And see, that's why religious spirit like to get a control of people because they want to control them. You were created to be independent of circumstance. Independent of your problem. Are you hearing me? You were created to be independent, not dependent on. That's why they create all these programs and it desensitizes. It takes you down, make you think low, pull your thinking down. You can't do it. You got to have me to survive. You are dependent on me. And it curses you. And have you talking curse things. But when you discover who you are, I am independent of every circumstance that exists on this earth. It does not control me or tell me what I can or can't do. That's why you see all these programs, they desensitize, pulling you down. I can't afford that. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how to make it. You look at something real nice, oh boy, I can't afford that. Something has affected your brain and your spirit is uneducated to the truth. But when you come to know, are you hearing me? That I am created by God. And you know God can't even make you make a decision. That's how independent you are. Because if he could make you make a decision, he will make everybody get born again this morning. We'll go into the millennium this afternoon. That's how independent he made you. See, nobody tell God what to do. So you shouldn't be letting nobody tell you what to do but the one that created you. You should think like him, talk like him, act like him, live like he lives because you are who he is. You are his body. You are his redeemed. You are his precious jewel. So he gave you not only himself, he gave you what he thinks. He gave you his word to speak. Because he knew in this, when Adam messed up, he knew there was an adversary in this earth that was going to try to talk you out of what God had blessed you with. And tell you, you can't. And he used all kinds of things, just like he's doing right today with people so confused. Believe me now, I understand. But here's what he's using, and people trying to solve the problem without the problem solver. And he'll tell you, and this is what have been built in, proposed, presented, and produced, and brought, and taught, and made, and most people believe it and have been convinced by it. If you're a certain color, you're certain in a certain location, you're a certain place, you just can't make it. But God can prosper you in the desert. No water, no nothing. He can prosper you. You know why he can prosper? Because he made the water, he made the desert, he made all of it. If he got water here, and I'm over here, and I'm here, he can get some water to me. But if I don't believe him, and I can't talk his talk, and I'm talking something different from what he's saying, I haven't given him anything to work with. I can have the finest automobile. And you could go out there and look and say, whoa, that thing got every whistle and bell you can think of. Yeah. But the tank is empty. It won't say nothing but ying, 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 ying. And that's what happened to too many believers. They haven't given God anything to work with. He said, fill yourself with my word. And if I fill that car with gas, fuel, it'll fire up and gone. But if that tank empty and there's nothing in it, the battery hot and everything else is hot and everything hooked, but it ain't going. Just ding, 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 ding. But if you'll put his word in, he's told us what to do. Hallelujah. He said, I read last week, like I said, and you need to hear it anyway. You need to hear it anyway. But faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And he said in Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory, talking about Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. The what? Express image of his person. And I'm going to another translation because I like the way it says it too. The express image of his person. Now watch it. Here's the point I want. Upholding, doing what? Upholding all things, how? By the word of his power. That's why God, if he said it, he got the power to do it. So he gave me his word of power. They're called words of faith. If I say them, coming out of my heart, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. If I keep saying them, it shall prosper my life. It shall lead and guide me. It shall direct me into a life of peace. filled with goodness and greatness. If I keep saying them, I keep doing them, then my life will be like him, because his word can't lie. God is not a man